Have you ever been bullied? Today, we're not gonna lie. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of NGL. My name is Natasha.
I'm Zeleny.
And today we're here to talk about the things that we go through in life. Yeah. So for today's topic, right, I'm actually like really excited because I think that it's a very interesting topic. We are here to talk about bullying. Mm. So in preparation for today's shoot, we actually did some research on the statistics and it showed that in Singapore, 1 in 4 secondary school students actually experience bullying. Mm. And the thing that I find even more interesting is that out of this pool of people who got bullied, right, 1 in 4 actually turn out to be bullies after that.
I'm not surprised.
When I saw it, right, I really felt like, oh my gosh, this is such a terrible cycle, you know.
It is, yeah. But it's like you get bullied or you are the bully.
That's terrible. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, that's a sad truth.
And so today, we've invited 2 special guests to tell us their stories and their experiences with bullying. Why don't you begin by telling us your names?
Okay, hi. So my name is Erin.
And I'm David.
Right, so today's statistic, right? Mm. I want to find out how many of you have gotten bullied before?
Me.
3 of us.
Yeah. We have just increased.
We pushed up 3 out of 4.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've never been bullied before.
Do you bully other people?
I think it's a fine line. And this is not me trying to shirk responsibility. But I feel I was very careless with the things I said because I...
Oh. Yeah, I know.
I like to have fun, but I never think so much. Yeah. But why I don't say it's bullying is because I don't really think there was like a malicious intent. And in fact, the person that was the butt of my jokes was my very close friend. So I'm very sorry if you're watching this. I'm sorry. That's terrible. But more on that later.
But wow, three of us.
Yeah, so... Okay, then right, out of the 3 of you, right? Did y'all eventually bully people?
No, I didn't bully anyone.
No. Yes. I shouldn't be laughing, but yes.
Okay, unfortunately, we'll hear his story later.
I'm one of them.
So let's hear the stories of y'all being bullied. Yes. Okay, so maybe we start with Erin. What was your experiences like?
The bullying that I experienced was in secondary school. Mm. So some of it was like, if I remember, were things like, there was this guy that threw my pencil case from the 4th floor. The same guy also took, you know, in secondary school, there's like sharpeners, right? Yeah. So the, you know, the remaining in the
shavings.
Yeah, the shavings. Yeah. He threw it in my bag and then he was like, April Fool's. So I couldn't get mad at him. And then there was this guy who threw a table at me.
Huh?
Yeah, in secondary
school, he threw a table.
Yeah, a whole table.
Oh my goodness. What? Did you get bullied throughout your whole secondary school journey?
In a sense, yes. But I think Sec 3 was like the height of
it. Okay, what happened in Sec 3?
I was always just like the brunt of the joke. I remember the worst one was my teacher asked me to do a math question. I couldn't do it. So I was at the board for very long. And then I heard my classmate saying like, can she like stop being stupid? Because we want to go for recess. And then like, I was really struggling with it. It came to a point like I really couldn't take the comments that I really just put down the marker. I almost cried. Then I look at the teacher and say, I cannot. Then I just walked back to my seat. Then like I still could hear the snickering, like, ayo, waste time lah, that kind of thing.
And this was like, more I was holding them up. Your everyday life.
Yeah. And that was like considered like normal.
Oh. So today we have a interesting
plot twist.
Plot twist here. The person that bullied her in Sec 3 is sitting next to me. It's David.
Someone there, is it? It's like, it's me.
Yes. So
wait, something interesting also, right, is that both of them, David and Erin, are actually okay. Like, they are on good terms now, today.
Yay.
Which I guess. I find it so unbelievable because, you know, all the stories that I hear about bullying, it's always about either the ones that get bullied take revenge and, you know, like, they just, like, make sure it stops.
Mm.
Or, you know, after secondary school, we all just go to different
schools.
Yeah, and like start a new environment and just basically just forget about that part of your life, move on and like do other things, find new friends, start anew. Yeah, but like Erin and David decided to continue to be friends even after secondary school. So to me, that is like, we need to hear, like, I need to hear this story.
Okay. So David, why don't you tell your side of the story?
Yeah, I think with the statistic that you shared, like 1 out of 4 so who are victims
become bullies, right?
I'm one of them. I wasn't bullied in secondary school, but it's mostly in primary school.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, the usual like thing, a joke is like being fat, lah. You know? So I had friends, really close friends. So they gave me a nickname. So they call me, correct me if I'm wrong, it's like called Fei Ji. Am I correct?
They call you Feiji.
Yeah, Feiji is like the
fat chicken.
Then they tell you aeroplane.
Yeah, I tell you it's aeroplane. Because like Fei is like flying.
Oh no, yeah, Feiji.
So, I don't even know why I accepted it. Like I just found out like from someone, hey, they're actually calling you fat. So I really felt so betrayed. And then like, so I realized even during like recess time and playing, they always need me catcher. Because cannot catch.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
cannot catch. Then like, okay, now cannot run now. So that moment really ingrain this mindset in me whether like to bully or be bullied it's like you have to be ahead of the game, you have to be like a mastermind That's when I entered this new like
chapter
where okay,
your new arc
my new page
villain arc
season 2
villain era
from victim to villain
so from in secondary school I had this mindset where okay eat or be eaten which is horrible, really, really horrible. But that was the reality I had.
That was like your defense mechanism.
Okay, so what do you do?
Actually, the history between me and Erin is that we were friends-ish in secondary school because she's also Filipino. So in school, there wasn't much of us. So it's natural you want to find a tribe. Like, oh, who are the people? In sec 3, you were in the same class. Yeah. Okay. And so when all these research things surface this girl is the target. So for you to not be eaten, you cannot be with the prey. So I start to distance myself from her.
Just saying, right, David is normally quite like expressive as a person, but I can tell today he's very punchy. As he tells the story, suddenly his energy is like
thank you, Nata, shrunk.
So come, let's hear more of your story and the things you have done.
Confession time.
Yeah, so I think one of the things that we would target Erin with obviously is a height. Okay, I'm just please don't feel okay, I'm just listing down, okay? But height. And she's a singer okay. The people here know that she can sing. Back in that day, people mocked her for it So even though maybe at times I feel bad or at times I don't really mean it, but because I need to build this repertoire or reputation that I'm with you guys. I'm not with her. Very cringy, but yeah, I'm with you. I'm not with her. Yeah, so that's how it built.
Did she know that you were doing that?
Did you know?
Yeah, but I think I just allowed it because, what else can I do?
Mm. Yeah. So you knew, okay, while all this was happening, right, like him trying to draw distance, privately in your own conversations, were y'all still like friendly?
Yeah, like he was a lot nicer to me.
In private.
Yeah, in private. Like, we could get along in private. And I guess that was my motivation in terms of, seeking out that friendship with him.
Davy, I want to ask you, throughout that whole time, you don't feel like you damn fake, man?
Oh, definitely, I
mean, why are you okay with being fake?
I'm self-aware. Why am I okay with being fake? Because people like me, back in the days, I was really a people pleaser. I think hearing, laughter from my things, like jokes or whatever, or having this validation, it really gave me confidence
didn't have in primary school because you were bullied.
Is it confidence or assurance that you are liked?
I think
it's different, right?
It's assurance.
Yeah, because it's the fear of what if the primary school thing happens again? So builds that confidence.
I think it's assurance that I won't go through that, and assurance that I'll be in the right side of history. You know what I mean? Sorry, I really...
But I can understand in the second... Like when
that's how I really thought that last time. It's crazy.
Why do you want to keep up with pretending to be her friend? Isn't it much easier to just choose one side and commit?
Why? I think in me, I still... I wish... I feel bad. Because, I've been in her shoes.
Oh.
Yeah, to be ostracized or to be isolated. But I don't know why.
It's a very strange dynamic.
Correct me if I'm wrong, David, but I feel like you are a bit torn because on one hand, you empathize with Erin's situation because you've been there before.
Mm.
And I feel like maybe your fear of being bullied again is just greater than you just wanting to be friends also. It's just greater. I think when you are
the fear
14, 15 years 15 years old, three,
yes,
15. It's very hard to choose.
Bullies, if you relate, let us know in the comment section.
Hi guys.
Wow. So Erin, what has David like done in this whole like sec 3, sec 4 period?
I think with David and me, right, there was a lot of snide comments and stuff like that. Then at that point of time, like, I just brushed it off as, oh, he's the sarcastic, funny guy. So okay. He probably didn't mean it that personally. It's just how he is as a person.
Even though
I knew for a fact that it hurt me. Nice. So like, for example, we have this thing where like, oh, everybody pick up your litter, go and sweep the floor. So I was always early, right? So I always do it first. And then they will make comments like, "Ee, she really the maid eh." You know, that kind of thing. Just because I'm Filipino. Then I think the most like, to me, that didn't make sense back then was like, David would say things like, "Wow, you're such a maid, yeah." Now like, I remember back then, like, I was thinking, but you're only saying that because I'm Filipino, but aren't you like Filipino too?
Mm.
And your one-to-one conversations, because you're our friends, right? Did you ever bring this up to him?
Like, no. Because I was scared. Like, what if I bring it up and then he just won't be my friend? Then it's like, for me, it's like, I was willing to accept a not-so-transparent friend rather than have no friends at all. Like, I didn't want to sit in canteen or like in the recess, like during recess, like alone.
Yeah.
So I was fine with being surrounded by people who I knew for a fact were talking smack about me behind my back and stuff like that.
Did you ever try to fight back?
I think there was one case that I did kind of like retaliated because I think I was at my limit. Yes. So I was in the school debate team.
Okay.
So I was good at it in a sense lah. But I remember when I was debating with the other classes, right, I would still hear comments like, "Why is she saying like that?" Like, you know, it's like, you know, those kind of things like, disheartening at that point of time because like the comments got to me.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. Then like I was feeling bad in a position where I felt that I was good in. You know, it's like I love debates, but at that moment I hated it.
I hated
it. The one time I had the spotlight on me for something good. People told me I didn't deserve it. I was like really on the table. I was crying and everything. Then when they announced me as best speaker, I couldn't like face the crowd. And then my teachers had me aside afterwards to talk to me, saying that that was unacceptable behavior, because no matter what, that wasn't the right thing to do lah, you know. Even though I explained to her like why I felt that way. And I think when she was talking to me about it, I had this mental breakdown. And then like it got to the point that I like was throwing chairs and tables like that. And like my heart sore when they were walking past. And I think what I heard the most was that they were still commenting, "Wow, she going crazy, yeah." You know, that kind of thing. And then like I was just, it's quite...
What, no one like came to you to ask you what
if
happened?
I was okay?
Yeah.
No. Like not even my friends. My friends stood like distanced themselves from me. That at that point of time, because they were like thinking like, "Oh my god, she lost it." You know, that kind of thing. Then I had to like, after that whole thing, talking to my teacher and everything like that, I had to catch my own breath, set myself aside. And then that's where the regret came in us, and like, "Oh my gosh, what did I do? Now everybody's gonna say these things about me." And I had to go and like take the courage to go to my friends and be like, "Do you wanna eat with me? Like after class?" You know, that kind of thing. Like, "I'm okay."
Yeah.
No, so as an adult listening to this now, I find it very puzzling that no adult stepped in. Like,
because these comments, like, they would know, right, that what the impact of these comments have to like a 15-year-old.
Yeah, girl. Like, how can you as an educator
just like, let it go?
Yeah, just let this happen under your
or
nose.
Just say,
I don't
it's normal. Or in next time when you grow up, you will have this kind, so you better grow up, be strong.
Teachers,
even I'm surprised, actually.
Do better.
Please do better.
So like, as somebody who was in the crowd, who was in that situation, right, like how was it on your end?
I think that because we know that this is Erin's like element, so every time when I feel like every time she does something good, like maybe in me I felt that okay, if she win, right, then like we lose, like we lose power because she have voice, ma. Then maybe she can fight back. Or I think that's how it played out, lah.
Yeah.
So see, for me, I don't. For her, it's very deep in her memories. But for us, it's a normal Wednesday.
It's crazy.
It's bad. So when she was there, I'm having a hard time to recall, because as I think about it, actually, this is something that we would do like just normally. So it's really horrible to even think now that as an adult, right? That children are allowed to act this way against people, and then to hear that the teacher didn't even do anything, is puzzling to me that why, hey, you should, if I could go back in time, right, I'll like, please step in, eh, please interfere, eh, like, tell the teacher. It's
because you are in that position of authority to see more and to understand more.
And exactly. Basically, you're the adult lah, in that situation. If any of this was understandable because they are immature, you don't have the excuse as an adult.
Yeah.
I want to find out, David, at any point in time, did you feel bad?
So she invited us to a party. So it's there's two things that's crazy about this. Firstly, that she would invite us, the whole class, to a barbecue. And secondly, we would even go to the party. So it's like a whole crazy
thing. Why y'all go?
I'm so scared to hear this story,
by
the way.
Is it some sick reason?
I don't even know what happened at the party. The only recollection I have was the ending when everyone just left suddenly. And I didn't even know. And we didn't even sing the birthday song yet, I think.
Heaven Cupcake.
Huh? Yeah. So, at that moment, I felt that she's crazy because, like, it's her birthday. And then it's like, you're really too much.
Like, give her a break on this day at least,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So,
oh my gosh.
So, I stayed. I stayed towards to the end.
Well, good on you, David, that you didn't follow the crowd.
Okay,
was it?
Also, it was because I didn't know where the crowd was.
You didn't get the memo.
I
don't have WhatsApp group chat.
Yeah.
You went toilet, is it? That's how you come out.
Everyone just left.
Good luck.
No,
you
but I genuinely still felt bad because this is, you know, at least 1 out of 365 days. Give this person a break.
Yeah.
But they did that, and then we sang. Then I helped her mom to pack the stuff also. Mm. But that was the moment when I realized, like, okay, this is really something a bit too insane already, lah. That people go...
You for you, it crossed the line.
Because for me, it's really more of, like, self-gain, you know? Mm. But for them, like, okay, do they really have, like, deep-seated hatred for her? That was a moment when I start to reevaluate, like, the people and, like, why they act certain way, lah.
Did it change the way you related to her, to them?
Or bullying in general, right?
Yeah, I think from then, I started to become less of the mean people, the bully. I think because I got to know her more personally on that day. I got to meet her mom. Mm. I got to see the family dynamics and I got to see a bit more of her that we don't see in school. So once I got that deeper understanding of, okay, who is this person? Mm. Then I start to hold back. And then... that led me to a whole time of understanding other people also. Like, okay, why do they act this way? I start to have, I really learned what it meant to have, I guess, empathy and understanding what it's like to be in people's shoes. So even like the fellow bullies I have, they project these things because they have other deep-seated hurt or that they bring from home, for example. I think that's the most common. I think that I had this like moment in sec 3 where I just started to like, all the stories come out, or this person is like being abused at home, or this person is having, and all these are the bullies, you know. And then like, oh, so they do this because they want validation, they want power, they don't have, so I had this moment of understanding people's background, people's upbringing, and then I realized that everything is just a show. Everyone is just putting on a facade. Then I even reflect upon my life, like, what am I doing?
How about the fact that you became nicer to Erin? Like, would that be something that they catch on?
And did you, though?
So, after the barbecue, I started to... because I saw her as a new whole person and I really felt bad. So I wanted to bring her into another world that I had. So crazy as a bully, right? But then Christian. Yeah. Horrible. Okay, I'm so sorry. Once again, please crucify me. No, I'm kidding.
It's okay, David. No. You are safe here.
Thank you, NGL.
But I feel there's a point there to be made that, I mean, just because you go to church, doesn't mean you're a good person. And it is very much on you to intentionally
correct,
make better decisions and be a good person. So
it's a choice.
Continue your story.
So when they will see that she's in my story, then they will say, hey, your friends are your best friends or what, like they'll make these kind of comments to
poke at it.
To poke at it.
They want to see your reaction, I think.
See my reaction, whether or not I will. So, I mean, I would tell them, we're friends. Yeah, we are church friends. Or maybe on this where I'm like less brave, I say church friends. So it's not friends, but church friends. You know,
just go to church.
I don't explain that we are, you know, but just same church. I have Filipino, go church, what, no more. So, but I will acknowledge that we have a connection outside of school. Yeah, which to me at that point was already kind of brave for me. Like, although it's a very, very weak thing still. But to me, I felt like, okay, like, I'm doing some good. Like, I'm being better.
Baby
yeah.
steps.
Baby steps. Legit yeah. baby steps.
Oh, but Erin, how do you feel? Like why how you come go, you go? Yeah.
I think it was more of like, at that point of time, right, I was just desperate. Like, I was just desperate to have friends. And I think I had a mentality of like, oh, maybe if I go, right, he'll like hate me less and we would actually be like genuine friends. Like the first time that I stepped in into like, for example, life group and stuff like that, right, he was very different. He was very, very different.
Was that weird for
That's
you?
That's 90% of me. Yeah. Sorry.
Like he was very different. Like suddenly he was like nicer.
You saw him actually being nice to everyone.
Yeah. That was just like, wow, David can be like that. I want to be friends with that David.
Huh? You don't feel like David is so fake?
Let's tell you what it's like.
Because I felt like I was projecting my own self in terms of like, in secondary school, I was painted to be this very like loser. But I felt like if they just got to see me or get to know me better, right? Like they would... Yeah. Maybe like me or you get along with me. So I kind of projected it onto people as well. Then maybe like, if you have some good in you.
You can be like that to me also.
Yeah, like could that be extended to me as well? Yeah. Wow. And I just wanted friends.
Okay, so coming into his circle of childhood friends, was that difficult for you?
Yes. Because I think as much as like, I knew that he had good in him and stuff like that, right? The hurt that he caused me was still very real. And I think because like at that point I was struggling mentally also, like mental health wise. So a lot of my resentment or like bitterness or even hurt, right? I just internalized it into like, but I made the problem. I made people not like me. Along the way, it also kind of transitioned into like, since no one was on my side, I got very defensive over like small things. Like I can be in the complete wrong, but because no one took my side, right? I had to defend myself like crazy.
Right.
Which kind of made people not want to be with me more. Yeah. And then that spiraled into, why was I like that? Oh, it's my fault. That's why they don't like me.
Wow, so it's really a spiral.
Yeah, it was really a spiral. I was really very in my head. Then in school, so everyone loved him. Like him being friends with me, right, made him a saint.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. So I would hear things from our classmates saying like, wow, David is so nice. Like, wow, David can be friends.
They didn't make fun of you. In the end, they had a higher, like,
no, so people are like that. Once they decide that you're bad, right? That's why, like, for example, her being a good singer, debater, right? If it was David, it's his strength,
Yeah, everyone like,
wow,
like,
David,
you
sing so well, you debate so well.
Yeah,
but Erin is extra.
It's perception.
Erin,
it's
it's perception one. When the two worlds collided, right? And then y'all became church friends, right? Was there any point that y'all sat down to talk about what happened?
No, I cannot.
No. You just move on and pretended like it was not there?
Yeah, how do you deal with the whole tension?
No, it's quite funny because like the whole church thing for me was like, I guess my saving grace in a sense. Because like aside from like school and stuff, like I had stuff happening in my family and stuff like that. So I was just really in a point where I was like at the lowest. And like I was really desperate for something. So for David to introduce me to this like whole entire community, like church and like, you know, God and all that, it was a way for me to realize that like there was beauty in my brokenness.
Okay, like not stuck.
Yeah, so I wasn't stuck. I was genuinely grateful for David. Like I remember I wrote him a letter that says like, if it weren't for him, I wouldn't know where I would be picked up if I was even alive or anything like that. You know, that kind of thing. To me, it was more of like, there was that hurt and distrust still, but at the same time, he still was the only person that took a chance on me.
Okay.
So I held that at a level also. You know, that he's not so bad after all. But obviously the resentment and the bitterness was still there. It was hard for me because like I felt like I cannot have this resentment. You know, but every comment that was made since like secondary school still stayed with me.
For sure.
Like, you know, and it really dictated like the way I lived my life. It came to a point where like I felt like I was over compensating for the things that happened in secondary school. So it's like, because I wasn't smart enough, I have to work even harder than other people. Because I wasn't pretty enough, like what my secondary school guys would say, I have to put in more effort in how I look. It was very hard. until it came to a point where like I decided that if I wanted to, you know, not be that victim anymore, that sad girl anymore, I had to take it upon myself to stop being angry.
Yeah.
To stop being hurt. I read this quote, like, anger is like drinking poison, expecting the other person to be hurt.
Mm.
But it was just poisoning
yourself.
Poisoning the way I thought about myself, how I lived my life.
Mm.
And I just felt like I didn't want to stay bounded to that Erin anymore.
Mm.
I wanted to live my life where, you know, I can be fully like confident in who I was.
Mm.
But I realized like I really couldn't just forget about it.
Mm.
So since I cannot forget, I revisited. I think the one thing that I realized when I revisited is that I never allowed myself to admit that, yeah, I was hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I never allowed myself to be like, I didn't deserve that. They were kids, yes. But I was a kid too.
Yeah. Mm.
And then, like, I realized, oh my gosh, I was really very hurt. You know, it really did affect me.
Mm.
But what do I do now? Mm. Is that maybe I will never forget, but I can forgive.
Mm.
And that was the only thing that I had power over. So I decided, like, okay, let me text David. And then at that point of time, I was hearing from other people that David was also going through his own stuff at that moment. Mm. Like, he was very heavily jaded and discouraged with everything that was going on in his life.
Personal life.
Then I was like, wow, actually, David also, he's not like living like happily like I thought it was. Like, like he's also going through his stuff.
Mm.
So I remember I told myself like, okay, I don't want to be angry anymore. I really don't want. Like, you know, even if he doesn't apologize to me, I owe it to myself.
Wow.
To forgive and for me to move on, you know.
What do you text him?
I texted him like one whole paragraph about how I think in my anger, I didn't realize that he also needed people around him.
Mm.
And then I told him like, as much as I was hurt, I was also helped. I just told him like, you know, like I just genuinely wanted to be friends.
Because
he is the only memory that I had of secondary school that was good.
Yeah.
Wow. You know? David. How you know this question is coming, but when you receive a text, then
crucify me. I feel very bad. I feel very paisa.
Is that why you never say sorry?
Yes. I really, like, I'm not that strong to even admit that I was wrong. Like, fully to, like, okay, here's the thing. I'm so sorry. Like, that moment before, I thought like, okay, bring her into this. Okay, it's like good enough already. It's like I already did my part. I already
try to make things better lah.
You know. But it's just so when she texted me, I saw on Telegram, you know how you can like preview a message.
Press and hold.
Press and hold. Like, what is this? And then, you know, and then I responded lah. And I think it's just, it was really brave lah, of someone who was really deeply hurt. And like, I know I intentionally went to hurt. And then to come back and say like, okay, I forgive you. Like, wow, who are you? Who am I for you to do this thing? It's like crazy. Mm-hmm. And I really admired the strength that she had to do that. Because none of the people who in secondary school would have the strength to do what she did. The hurts that we do on people really leave an impact lah. And it's like to the point where even though you think it's all good really, but you know, they still carry it, and then you can just live life like that.
Actually, the bully moves on with life so easily. But then it's the bully that carries all these things. And this is like years after that has happened, right? But the way she recounts the stories, you can tell the rawness of the emotions is still there. And I feel if anything, it is to really give thought to the things that we say to people and other people. Because to you, it's just a word that comes out of your mouth, right? And it doesn't make you feel any worse about yourself. But you really don't know the impact lah, and the lasting impact that it has on a person. Yeah, and I'm quite curious for the two of you, right? Do you feel like, even though this was something that happened in secondary school, in some way, you carry into your adulthood, you know?
How I move past this is, I really become more intentional in befriending the no friends. Yeah. So in like, in poly or even in NS or anywhere, in work situations, I really don't want to be that person that I was in
You make a resolute change.
And I think that that's not something that most bullies actually go through to have that, okay, I want to change.
Do you still have the fear of getting bullied or getting ostracized by people?
No, not anymore. I think.
How come?
How did
it go away?
I realized that my identity is not based on people's perception on me. So because people think I'm very good, very all this, but I'm not a good person.
Oh, you know it yourself.
Yeah, so I wasn't a good person. So, like, that validation I had from people doesn't mean anything, lah. Because it's fake, it's fake. It's inherently it is, it's just a facade, lah. Basically, so like that taught me that okay, like, whatever they think is doesn't really.
It's just what they think.
Yeah,
but it's not you.
Whether good or whether bad,
yeah,
it's not accurate. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad that you were able to shake that off. Because I think that was like the entire reason, that was what was motivating you to do what you did back then in secondary school.
Yeah.
So I think once you took that off you were just able to freely be yourself.
Yeah.
You move from your villain arc to your redemption arc.
Redemption arc, yeah.
Yeah. How about you? How do you process your bullying episodes till now as an adult?
I think as I grew, right, like, the remnants of it was still very real. Like, you know, I still, like, I think healing for me was not very linear. Like, even after forgiving David, it was more of, like, I think it was more of, then that's where my real healing took place.
Can start properly.
Because, like, I guess I was able to process my own emotions. I was given the time and place to grieve. I was given the time and place to realize that, you know, like now what do I do? Like, I started to grow a backbone. I realized what was right for me and what wasn't. You know, that kind of thing. I knew how to set boundaries with people. And I think I learned that it's okay if I disagreed with people. And that it was okay if some people don't like me. Maybe just people don't like some people. You know, it's just you don't click. Like, I don't have to work so hard for that approval anymore.
Thanks, David and Erin, for sharing your stories. You know, we have viewers listening in, right? And I'm sure based on the stats and just, you know, all of us here, there will be people who have been bullied or people that do bully others. So, you know, as you who was a bully and you who used to be bullied, maybe you can share some words or something to encourage them.
My mindset in being a bully then is that I'm brave, but I'm strong. But I think it is stronger for you to love. It is stronger for you to be not so quick to judge. It's stronger for you to be kind. And I think that whatever hurt that you're going through, it is not justifiable to place that hurt on someone else who doesn't deserve it. I think it's okay for you to just reflect on why you are to people, like how you are to them, and take that brave step lah. In just being nicer in general first. I know it's very hard to apologize. I know it's very hard to turn over a new leaf, but it's not too late for you, honestly. And you can make a change in yourself. You can make a change in other people. It's a choice that you can make.
Okay, I said it at the start of the episode where I don't really think that I bullied people, but I do think that there was a period of time in my life where I was very careless with the things I say, and the motivation was because I enjoyed it when I could make people laugh, and I enjoyed it when people saw me as being very witty, very savage, right? So what happened was that I think there was a friend in my life who became the butt of all my jokes lah. But actually privately we are really good friends and not in a like fake. But I think as I grew a bit older and I really properly considered it, I regret it. I feel like that was very irresponsible. Even if the person could laugh it off as a joke, it still wasn't nice for me to make him the target of every social group. And the thing that hit me a bit more was when I realized that actually this is a person that's very loved by his parents, you know. Like, this is a person who is so dear to his family. Like, he's somebody's child and like somebody's kid, right? Yeah. And if I was a parent and I found out that my kid was like being treated like that by their friends, number one, I would wonder, is this person even your friend?
Yeah.
And like, I would be so concerned for like how you're doing in your social groups. And I just feel quite apologetic for this entire situation. So I feel even if maybe you're not like explicitly bullying people, but you may be in a situation where you can be quite thoughtless and careless with your words, with your jokes. And it's very common, right? We like to burn each other as friends, right? Yeah. I think you have to kind of figure out like where's the line. But I think as I grew older, I realized that that line is a character trait for me, lah. I want to be a person who is more thoughtful, more considerate. I don't want to hurt people unknowingly. And I want to make sure that the people around me, like their self-esteem and their identity, their sense of self is built up and encouraged through rather their time with me rather than torn down.
Yeah.
So I think when I came to that realization, I was filled with a lot of shame. But also then I realized that, okay, like, I don't just want to remain in that shame, but I resolve to do better and to be more sensitive. So yeah, you may not be like explicitly bullying, but it's still worth considering some of these things.
That your words really do impact people.
Yeah. And you don't remember one, but the person really remembers. Erin, what do you think?
I think for me, right, like if you are in a situation where like how I felt and everything, I think one thing I would say is really, I think it's really not your fault. You know, and that whatever feelings that you're going through, right, like with whatever that you're feeling, right, is completely valid. And no one can take that away from you. But to know that although you're feeling those things, it also doesn't define you. You're not a sum of your flaws. You're not a sum of your experience. You're not a sum of the comments that people have said about you or done or the actions that they do to you. But there is more to you that they may not see. Yeah. And don't lose that. Like you really have to know that it might be a difficult time, but definitely you will get better as long as you don't lose yourself in the aspect of it.
And
to know that forgiveness, as much as people think is for the other person, I firmly believe that forgiveness is really for yourself. To allow yourself to heal past it is to allow is to give yourself the decision that you can make that choice to forgive, but don't necessarily have to reconcile. Because to me, forgiveness and reconciliation is very, very different things. Because reconciliation is a two-way thing. But forgiveness is really for yourself.
I think it did open the door for you to accept yourself and to give yourself a chance to be yourself.
Yeah. And it also gave me a chance to realize that maybe I wasn't strong enough back then to stand up for myself. But that's okay.
And you don't have to hold it against yourself.
Correct.
Also. I really like your story, right? Because I feel like in many ways, it's a story of second chances. I think like new beginnings for each of you as you stepped into certain like new chapters of processing it, moving on from shame, moving on from your past. And I think it's also you guys giving each other that second chance in spite of the past history as well as the impressions you have of each other. So I really love your story, lah. But I think at the same time, we did want to kind of give a note to our audience, right? That on the topic of bullying, we are not at all saying that all bullying stories follow the same track that Erin and David did. We're not saying all of you need to become friends with your bullies. And we understand that every story is different, very layered, very nuanced. And I think what we are taking away more are the things to consider as individuals with the position that you're in. And at the same time, if you are really in any form of danger at all, maybe the bullying that you are facing is physical in nature, please find safety. Find somebody who you trust. If you are young, find a trusted adult who can really give you that kind of help, right? Speak to your parents. And if you are a little bit older, maybe in your 20s, we will advise you perhaps seeking help from one of the helplines that we will put in our YouTube description, or perhaps even considering seeing a counselor to process some of the things that you are going through so that you are able to heal and move on to become a healthier person as well.
And if you feel that this episode will really help a friend in a situation like this, we encourage you to send this along to them. We hope that this will bring some comfort and some practical next steps on what they can do in whatever situation that they are in. And if you like our content, we have more episodes about life that all young adults go through. So, you know, you can watch more of our episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and YouTube. Hit that subscribe channel. And if you like our content, you know, we actually post quite a few behind the scenes and updates about our new episodes coming up in our Telegram channel. So you can search NGL People on Telegram. And we are also on socials. You can find us on TikTok and Instagram at ngl.people. So with that, we've come to the end of this episode, and we'll see you for the next one. Bye.
Bye.